One, two, three, four. Four diners. A couple in earlier, that's six. Six paying customers. Although not sure that couple earlier actually paid. They left shortly after the fish course. Well, during it. Well, during his fish course, hers hadn't arrived. Which meant it had a lot in common with her starter, which actually ended up on table two. Which confused them as they were expecting the cheese course. Still ate it, though. That's the trouble with a six-course taster menu. Nobody knows what the hell's coming next. Including the chef. God, this is a long shift. Oh, and to top it off, here comes Marco, replete with fake Italian accent, to send me off into the night on a high.
Nigel!
Marco!
A little disappointing this evening.
Yes, only six diners, was it?
I meant that you're playing.
Of course you did. Right.
I mean, no offence, Nigel.
Do you, though?
But I'm not sure your rendition of Flammy to the Moon is quite all right.
Okay, in what way?
Do you practice, Nigel?
I mean, I've been playing the piano virtually all my life, Marco.
Let's do a little practice now.
What?
Repeat that after me.
Is this actually happening?
Flammy to Moon.
What?
On piano, you do it. Flammy to Moon. Play among stars. Let me see life. Jupiter, Mars. Now, all together. Now we're getting somewhere.
Give me strength.
You go home and practice, yes?
Right, what, now?
Yes, I'm shutting early. I have a big shipment of unregistered veal arriving.
Right.
It's how you say a bargain.
It's how you say illegal. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, we have many bookings tomorrow. And cheaper veal. All veal be well.
Yeah.
You go home and practice, sir. We'll make a pianist of you yet, Nigel.
Here he is, the Lexington Liberace.
Hi, Nige.
Hi, Rachel. Pav. Oh, the happy couple. Picture of domestic bliss. In my flat, rent-free.
Good shift?
Six punters. Two walked out. Closed early. Marco says I need to practice.
Oh, better than last night, then.
Actually, yes.
Anyway, decent gig in the offing for you two.
Really?
Yeah. This is a biggie. Really up your profile.
Which isn't hard. I've got 7 followers on Twitter.
I mean, you love football, right?
It's certainly up there. Along with sticking pins in my eyes and pulling teeth.
So, Lexington Athletic have a home draw against Bolton Wanderers in the first round of the FA Cup.
I'm assuming they're both football teams and that they are playing a match of some kind.
It's massive, Nigel. It's the talk of the town.
Yeah, Lexington are on the bottom rung of the football pyramid, Nigel.
I'll take your word for it.
And it's live on the BBC.
Okay, and this is a massive gig for us. How?
I've just had Lucy Forbes, the actual owner, round. And she's after a bit of pre-match entertainment. And Pav Penny's entertainment agency was delighted to offer her Lexington's finest musical duo, Tia Maria.
Eek! What do you think, Nigel?
I think we really need to change our name.
She has gone?
Yep. Lucy's gone, Stan. Coast's clear. Though I'm pretty sure she wasn't an undercover KGB agent.
Oh, you can never be too careful. The Russian state never forgets. That is why I must not only continue to be vigilant, but continue to hide in your bathroom.
For how much longer, do you think, Stan?
I will not give myself up till the fires of hell are frozen.
Or until we have enough cash to move to our own place, which is why we need to be taking gigs like this. So, you're in, Nige, yeah?
Okay.
Yay! Oh, I wonder if Gary Lineker's presenting Match of the Day live. He might see me singing. Oh, my God, is he in great shape or what?
All right, Rachel. He'll be busy doing pre-match analysis while you're on.
Oh, I have text back from Build-A-Friend. You can borrow the scaffolding and planks for £50, Piv.
Scaffolding? What?
Perfect. Don't worry. I'm not storing it here.
Hang on. Can we just backtrack a bit? What exactly is it we're doing?
Look, Lucy wants a sing-along, Nige. Get the crowd in the mood for the big game. Something catchy, like Three Lions, you know? A football anthem. But for Lechington.
Gary Lineker. I might tweet him, actually. He's all over Twitter.
Massive exposure for my agency. And you too, obviously. If Lechington go on a cup run, we could release it as a single. That would open doors. Before you know it, I'm managing chart acts and larging it at the Brits.
A football song? But I don't know anything about Lechington Athletic.
They are on the bottom rung of the football pyramid, Nigel.
Yeah, apparently so.
Come on, Nige. It's a football sing-along. You can knock that up in your sleep.
We should take camper van and get scaffolding now.
At 11 o'clock at night?
I still cannot be seen in the day. I need new disguise.
But you've got loads of different disguises, all hanging up in my bathroom.
I cannot use same disguise twice. Schoolboy error. They are among us.
Look, it's fine. It's dark now, Stan. Let's go. Laters, you two.
What does Pav need scaffolding for, anyway?
Sorry, what?
Oh, never mind. Well, at least an evening alone with Rachel.
OMG! He retweeted me!
And Gary Lineker. Well, this is a turn-up. Virtually a full house. Food going down well for a change. Mind you, that veal looks pretty rare. And not a lot like veal. Oh, lively bunch. Was hoping it would be quiet. Give me a chance to have a think about this stupid, stupid song. God, I hate football. The players. The braying crowds. The relentless banter. Talking of which, here comes Marco.
Nigel, you haven't been practising.
I aim to please, even if I often miss.
Full house,
Yeah, this is great, isn't it? Who are they all? Works outing?
It's the football players from Lechington Atletico.
Ah, makes sense. Yeah, thought it was a bit rowdy. And they're not holding the knives and forks correctly.
This is their pre-match meal. Or should I say, pre-match veal?
Still not funny.
They are on a special high-protein diet. What a stroke of luck! They have a big game tomorrow.
Yes, I'm singing at it, unfortunately. I don't know much about Lechington Athletic, really.
They are on the bottom rung of the football pyramid, you know?
Yeah, I did know that, though.
Sing us a song, mate!
And so the banter begins.
Yes, come on, Nigel. You need to liven up the music.
I could play Fly Me to the Moon, you know, faster.
Ah, play, Nigel, play!
Oh, God. Okay, let's liven things up a little with, Three Lions. Three lions on a shirt. And let me play among the stars. Oh, hang on. Sorry. 30 years of hurt on Jupiter and Mars. Oh, God, I'm going to pieces here. It's like I'm back on the pitch at school. I'm coming out in a sweat. Fly me to the moon. Jewels remain still gleaming. Oh, God. To be fair, they've got a point.
All I'm saying is, maybe Gary will have his hands full before the match. He's probably just being polite.
Yeah, well, I think the phrase can't wait, followed by a football emoji and a smiley face, is pretty clear, Pav. Don't you think, Nigel?
Sorry, what?
I've been tweeting about the match, hashtag Lechington Athletic, hashtag Match of the Day, hashtag Tia Maria, and Gary Lineker's gone and retweeted it saying he can't wait.
And I'm saying he won't be able to watch you sing on account of having to broadcast live to 3 million people.
Oh.
Right, well, I'm trying to write the song, so unless you two keep it down, Gary won't have anything not to be able to watch.
How is the song going?
Well, it isn't, Pav, on account of me knowing absolutely nothing about football. Just need a bit of peace and quiet, that's all. This flat is so small.
Well, you know, a few more gigs like this, a single, signing up new talent to the roster, We're on the verge of moving out here. Just need a bit of cash to get the ball rolling. Actually, I might run a book on the result. Not if you fancy like a flutter.
Good afternoon.
Excellent. A full house. I will never get this done.
Look, we'll get out of your hair for a bit. We can start lashing those planks to the roof of the camper, Stan?
Yes, okay, yes, it's getting dark outside, so probably safe for me. But I am still on the lookout for a good disguise for the match.
I'm pretty sure the Russians won't be watching Lechington versus Bolton, Stan.
No, just influencing the outcome.
Right, well, we'll leave you to it, Nige. Let's get the scaffolding sorted. See you in a bit.
Bye.
Why are they lashing planks to the roof of the camper van anyway?
Oh, who knows? Pav tells me nothing these days.
I tell you everything.
Anyway, you crack on. Don't mind me. Need to get some content uploaded. Keep all these new followers entertained.
Right. Okay, what rhymes with Lechington Athletic?
Oh, sorry. I've got that as a notification when Gary tweets. Oh, he's quite left wing, isn't he?
I thought he was a centre forward. Brilliant. Now I've got that in my head.
It really is quite hard to practice at this speed, Stan. Why the rush? We've got ages till kick-off.
We've got to make a couple of stops on the way, that's all.
OK. Right, Rachel, from the top again, yeah?
Huh?
From the top, the song?
Oh, sorry, I was just updating my profile pic. Got my new followers to choose it. What do you think? Too much? Not enough?
Well, too much flesh, not enough clothing.
Crikey, Rachel, that's a bit saucy.
What is wrong with you, Rachel?
Me? God, you've got some cheek.
As has your profile picture.
Whoa! Take it easy, Stan.
It is hard to drive in this costume. The feet are enormous.
What even are you dressed as?
The club mascot, my disguise. I believe it is Lemming.
How did you get that? What have you done with the real mascot?
Oh, don't worry. He'll wake up after the match is finished with a slight headache and a hazy memory.
What?
Oi, oi, Pav.
Jump in, lads. That's 20 sheets each, yeah? Cheers. Best seats in the house. Guaranteed.
Pav, what's going on? Are you selling dodgy tickets?
Nothing dodgy, Nige. All above board.
How have you got hold of tickets? I thought it was a sellout.
It is.
So if there's none left, where are these guys watching from?
Pav Penny's Mobile Grandstand Limited.
What?
We're parking up at the open end of the ground. They're watching from the roof of the van over the wall.
On that dodgy borrowed scaffolding. Is that safe?
And a like from Lineker! Ah! Oh my God! Oh, he's got 7 million followers!
All aboard?
How many tickets have you sold, Pav?
Now then, any of you guys interested in a little flutter?
Oh, interesting.
20 quid each in the pot. If Athletic lose, you all split the winnings. Any other result, it's mine.
But that just means they get their money back.
Shut up, Nigel.
Quidzine?
Unbelievable.
Next stop, the stadium.
Hey, look who's driving. It's Lenny the Lechington Lemming.
Lenny. Yes, it is definitely me, Lenny the Lechington Lemming.
How are we supposed to practice?
Don't worry, Nigel. You can have the van to yourself for a bit when we get there.
Is this your bro, Pav?
Yeah, Nigel.
Good afternoon.
You got your keyboard then, Elton?
I have been known to tinkle the ivories. This is why I never fitted in with the sporty lot at school.
Go on then, give us a tune, get us in the mood! Yeah. Yeah, come on, give us a song then,
Lanzo! I can't just...
Play!
Okay.
Amazing!
Well, thank you.
I think I'm trending on Twitter!
Oh, right. This is far from ideal. These lyrics simply aren't finished. What colour did Lechington play in?
Blue and white, I think.
Right. Right, look, if we take alternate lines and then do the chorus together, that should work. Do you want it in C or B flat?
See?
Right.
Nigel, guess what? Thanks to Gary, I've picked up about 7,000 followers here, and they're all going to be watching!
OK, kids, you're on in a couple of minutes. All good?
Yeah, not especially.
That's the spirit. Stan will give you a hand with the keyboard.
Excuse me, watching the backs.
Lucy wants you set up in the centre circle, and she wants a quick word.
Oh, it is quite hard to carry equipment dressed like this.
How is the disguise working for you, Stan? You keeping a low profile?
I just had my photo taken with the mayor. It will be on the front page tomorrow.
Well, as long as they don't syndicate it to the Moscow Times, it should be all right.
And now it's raining. Perfect.
Is that the pundits up there in that porter cabin? Oh, Gary! Gary, it's me! At Rachel265!
Not now, Rachel.
Look, I can't have the keyboard out in this raid, Pav. Have they got an awning to put us under?
No, you're in the open. It'll be over in a couple of minutes. Right, here'll do.
Oh. Okay, you're all set up. I go back to van. My fur is getting very matted.
Thanks, Dan. Ah, Lucy.
Hello, Pav. And this must be Tia Maria.
We really must change that.
Yes, this is Nigel and Rachel.
Hello.
Hi. Lovely to finally meet you. Very excited to hear your little song. Couple of things before you get going.
Yes?
Unfortunately, last night we got the news that one of our all-time great players, Jed the Fish Fletcher, died at the grand old age of 93.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How sad.
My condolences.
Oh, how awful. Why was he called the Fish?
Probably because he was impossible to catch, slipping through the defensive lines at lightning speed.
No, he just really looked like one.
Right.
Anyway, before the song, we thought we'd have a minute's silence in his honour.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm going to say a few words, and then if Nigel wouldn't mind timing the minute before launching into the song...
Of course, Lucy. What a lovely gesture. That's no problem. Is it, Nigel?
Well, I don't have a watch.
Right, I'll leave you to it, and get out of this rain. I'll do the announcement over the PA. You all plugged in and ready to go?
Yep. Thanks, Lucy. I'll head back to the van, too. Ugh, starting to really come down now. Good luck, guys. See you on the other side.
I'm pretty sure that's the back of Gary's head in that porter cabin window. Gary!
Yeah, we need to get this done ASAP, Rachel. This equipment shouldn't really get wet. Oh, have you got your phone? We need to time this minute.
No, it's in the van.
But you've spent literally every second of the last few days on it, tweeting, and the one time we need it, you haven't got it.
Oh, don't you start. I get enough of this from Pav.
Good evening, everyone!
Oh, I'll just have to count it myself.
Come on, you lemmings!
God, the braying masses.
Welcome to Lechington Stadium for an historic night of cup football! Now, as I'm sure you all know, yesterday Lechington Athletic lost a legend, our very own Jed the Fish Fletcher.
Fish, 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 fish!
Oh, what we wouldn't give to have him on the pitch tonight.
At 93?
I think she means in his prime.
His never-say-die attitude was typical of a lemming.
Well, that doesn't quite work. Oh, this keyboard's getting really wet.
So, before our pre-match entertainment from Tia Maria, please be upstanding and observe a minute's silence for the legend that was Jed the Fish Fletcher.
When do I start counting? Do I start now?
I don't know.
Now?
Start.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, that's far too quick. 5, 6, 7. God, how long is a second? I have no concept of a second.
Keep going.
8, 9, 10.
That feels too slow.
11, 12.
Oh, if you
13,
say Mississippi each time,
14,
isn't it supposed to be a second?
50. What?
If you say Mississippi after every number, it makes it roughly a second.
Okay, 16, Mississippi, 17, Mississippi, 18, Mississippi. I mean, that's not really working for me, Rachel. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26.
Slow down.
27, 28, 29, 30. Yeah, well, I'm just going to do the song. I'm going to do it now.
What?
They want a minute. Christ.
Come on, the lads in blue and white. This is our greatest day.
Everyone in the South Midlands will cheer you on your way.
Kicking the ball, scoring a goal.
This is what you do best.
Yeah.
least it stopped raining.
Oh, what a complete nightmare.
It was the electric shock. It just set me off. I'm sorry.
Well, at least only 3.5 million people will have seen it.
Yeah, including Gary.
It's at 6-0.
Is that good?
Not if you've got the nil, which we have.
Oh dear.
Bang goes my nice little learner.
Oh, can we just get out of here, please?
Not with 25 football fans stood on the roof, no.
Oh, now I'll never get my blue tick. God, the humiliation.
Come on, Rachel.
How'd you tell this generation to cheer up without offending them?
Chin up.
Chin up?
Not like that, then.
Gary Lineker's blocked me on every social media platform and you want me to chin up?
And that's half time.
May I suggest we sit tight and keep a low profile?
In a mobile grandstand driven by a giant lemming. Good luck.
Too late. Incoming, Lucy.
Oh, God. Better face the music. Lucy.
Pav, do you have a minute? By which I mean an actual minute and not 32 bloody seconds.
Please, come in.
I'm so sorry, Lucy. It was the electrical shock. Time seemed to stand still. And simultaneously passed quite a lot more quickly than I thought.
Yes. I mean, counting to 60. It probably was too much of an ask.
Don't worry, Lucy. I'll dock his pay.
What?
Anyway, we've got bigger problems than that. We're currently 6-0 down.
I expect Gary has a few things to say about that back four.
Largely because I've got a changing room full of footballers who have been throwing up all night.
Oh?
Yes. Last night's pre-match veal seems to be the primary suspect.
Uh-oh.
They had it at that dive Marco's for some reason. You know it?
No.
Nigel actually plays there.
Oh, Marco's, yes. No, I do know it.
Interesting. That could help.
Really? How?
Look, we had high hopes of scraping a draw tonight.
So did I.
But Marco's dodgy veal has put paid to that. This game is beyond saving.
Right.
So, we need to get it abandoned.
Abandoned? Why?
Because then we'll get the lucrative rematch we hoped for, without having to score 6 goals.
Right. I see what you're saying, but why are you telling us?
Well, this clown has already upset the crowd.
None taken.
So, if he can go out and do an encore, maybe improvise a song about how bad the team are, it could provoke a pitch invasion.
Game gets abandoned, everybody wins.
Hang on. You're not the official Lenny the Lemming.
Damn! Loose lips sink ships!
He's in disguise.
What?
Long story.
Look, this sounds quite dangerous.
Plus, I'll let it be known that Nigel works at the restaurant that poisoned the team. That should tip them over the edge. Some of these fans are complete Neanderthals.
Now, hang on a minute. I mean, I know I disrespected the memory of a much-loved local footballing hero.
That does sound quite bad, actually.
But why should I put myself in mortal danger?
Well, because then maybe I won't call the police about the illicit sale of tickets for a certain illegal mobile grandstand driven by a Lenny the Lechington Lemming imposter. Shall we say centre circle in 2 minutes?
Well, what a ridiculous suggestion, eh? Everyone?
I'll set up keyboard.
I'll give you a hand.
Good luck, Nigel, and thanks for everything.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Being jeered at in the centre circle of a football pitch. This is uncannily like an actual nightmare I had as a child the night before house football in 1981. Except this time I've got a keyboard instead of no trousers. To be honest, I'd take the no trousers if it was an option.
Come on, you lemmings!
They've gone feral.
Yes, he's back. The man who not only crashed our minute silence, but who also happens to work at the very same restaurant that has put our boys' FA Cup dreams in peril. So, with his satirical take on our first half performance, please give a special Lechington Athletic welcome to the crap half of Tia Maria, Nigel Penny!
Brilliant. A waterlogged keyboard.
Come on, the boys in blue and white, you're letting down the town. You couldn't score if you played all night, you're already 6-0 down.
This is coming quite easily, actually. Like getting my own back.
Look at the knuckle-dragging crowd, faces contort with rage. Does no one remember Jed the Fish? He'd be spinning in his grave.
This is incredibly cathartic. It's my 30 years of sporting hurt being laid to rest.
You'll never win the FA Cup. You had the chance and balls it up. They sing it near and far. You're shit. Ah!
I've never felt so alive.
Come on then, you answer!
Oh, it seems they very much do.
Jump in, Nige!
Chuck us the keyboard!
What?
Quick!
Let's go, go, go!
Well, this is a new low. I am actually playing to an empty room here. Not a single booking. That's what happens when you crush the football dreams of an entire town. Didn't even get a rematch. Lechington chucked out of the FA Cup for breaching crowd safety. And a lifetime stadium ban for me. Little silver lining there. No fee, though. And Pav had to refund the fans, so he remains my rent-free guest. Rachel's sworn off Twitter, and now Lineker's off the scene. Her and Pav will no doubt patch it up, unfortunately. Nice bit of off-roading from Stan, though. Man of many talents. Though he's ditched the lemming disguise, so still on the lookout for a new identity. Oh, talking of dodgy identities.
Nigel!
Evening, Marco. This is all a bit quiet.
It is to be expected. I poisoned 15 of men.
Yes, still. Not great for turnover, though.
Well, we'll just have to tighten our belts, won't we?
We?
There is an old Italian proverb my mama used to say.
This should be good. She was from Kenilworth.
It is better to have an egg today than a hen tomorrow.
It's like being in Rome. Right.
So, to start with, here are your wages for this week.
Interesting. It's usually a bank transfer.
Okay, what's this?
3 veal cutlets. Mwah! Enjoy.
Right.
You can stop playing, Nigel. There's nobody here.
Okay.
Mr. Muzak, with Nigel, played by Richie Webb, Rachel by Jess Robinson, Pav by Paul G. Raymond, Stan by Dave Lamb, Marco by Jim North, and Lucy by Anna Morris. It was directed by Nick Walker, written and produced by Richie Webb, and is a Top Dog production for BBC Radio 4.